Today we hear the affirmation of Peter and Jesus. It's a two-way affirmation. Jesus affirms the faith of Peter, and then Peter reaffirms his faith in Jesus. When we heard in today's gospel, Jesus needed to make sure that Peter was in line with his teachings and that he was going to be obedient. That's why he asked, "Who do you say that I am?" Again, Jesus wanted to make sure that Peter knew that he was the Son of God, because he's given these authority by Jesus giving out the keys to him, the authority to drive out demons, the authority to teach, the authority to bring souls to Christ. This is what the Pope does. This is what the Catholic Church does. All the baptized, you and me, are given the authority to bring souls to Christ. This is the mission. This is the task. If we're not doing that, then we are like the crowd, saying different things about Jesus, calling him different names. When he says, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" In asking this question, he doesn't want us to he doesn't want the disciples to say what other people say. But he wants to reaffirm the faith in an individual basis. When he hears, "Well, some people say that you are one of the prophets, that you are Elijah, that you are John the Baptist," I am truly glad that they didn't say he's just a miracle worker, or he is a lunatic, or he is just a crazy man. At least they said that he was a prophet. And we know what the prophets did. They announced something about God. John the Baptist died because he was preparing the way. Elijah. All these people doing the will of God. But that's what people say. God doesn't want us to be part of that crowd. They are nameless. We do not know who those people are. Nameless people. People who are just gossiping. Noisy. This is what we hear. That's who he is. But Jesus doesn't want us to be of that, in that category, in that particular group. He wants us to be like Peter, who is firm in his faith, because that way we can bring people to Christ. Jesus is the key maker. Just as he gave the keys of the kingdom to build the kingdom here on earth, so that he can bring souls to Christ in order to be united in the heavenly kingdom. Just as he gave the keys to Peter, he has given us all different keys. The number one key, the key of life. What are we doing with it? Are we bringing souls to Christ by the way we live a life worthy of Christ? If we're not doing that, we're part of the crowds. Just saying, "Jesus is a savior because he saved my life. Jesus is this because he did that." Christ, God himself, has given us different keys. Again, the key of life, the key of mercy, the key of forgiveness. When we go to the confession, we just open our hearts and God heals us, God forgives us. He is the true key maker. So just as he gave the authority to Peter, we as the baptized, we are also given the authority to act in the name of Christ. Yesterday, I celebrated a baptism, and in the ritual, there's a part in which I say to the newly baptized, "You are a priest, prophet, and king." As baptized, we're also kings, because we have been given the authority by Christ to rule, to govern our passions, to defend the doctrines of the faith, to defend the truth. That is a very important key that we have been given. But if we have misplaced that key, if we do not know where it is, again, we have to turn to the key maker, Jesus Christ, here at this very holy altar. He's got all the keys that we need so that we can do his will. Let us exchange the key of wrath, the key of arrogance, for the key of humility. Let us exchange the key of greed for the key of charity and the key of just giving ourselves out to others. Let us exchange whatever key is taking us away from the graces so that we may get the key to remain faithful to Christ. If we want to open the heart of Jesus, let us ask him to give us the graces to remain faithful to him. If we want the key for the heart of Jesus, let us ask for the key to surrender, for the key of love, to remain in his love, so that we may bring others to him. That's what the crowds are saying. I don't want to hear about them. I want to hear about you, Peter. Who do you say that I am? And Peter's response is clear. You are the Son of Man. You are the Son of God. And this has been revealed by the Heavenly Father. And then we hear he's given the keys of the kingdom. The same question Jesus asks to you and to me. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Personally, individually, as children of a Heavenly Father who loves us all, who do you say that I am? Because if I say you are my Savior, I better be saving people. I better be bringing people to Christ. If I say you are so forgiving and so loving, I better be forgiving others and loving others just as he loves me. In giving out the keys, in answering the question, who do you say that I am, it entails responsibility and commitment. It suggests responsibility. And more than a suggestion, it demands, it commands to love, to surrender, to be at work in the kingdom of God. Jesus gave himself totally. This is how he answers the question, this is who I am. Everything. I have given it all for you, to bring you to myself, to bring you to the heavenly kingdom. And let us turn the question. Now we can ask God, who do you say that I am? I am a baptized, I am your child, but who do you say that I am? He knows who we are. But let us think about that. We're just turning the question back to him. Jesus, who do you say that I am? And in order to answer that question, in order to find out what the answer is, we have to take a look at how we treat our brothers and sisters. Are we loving? Are we forgiven? Are we faithful to the faith, to the doctrines of the church? Because I cannot say, I am a follower of Christ, I am Catholic. I cannot say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if I'm pro-choice, I cannot say that. How can I say that Jesus is the life if I'm pro-choice? We are called to defend the faith with the authority that God has given us. This is what he did with Peter and the disciples. So as we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask the key maker to give us the keys, to give us the strength to do what he's asking us to do, to remain faithful to him. Let us also ask our Blessed Mother to help us to do whatever he tells us to do, that we may not be afraid to tell him, you are the Son of God.